In more than half of the client relationships I've had, at some time, the client will pull me to the side, and usually it's, we've had a tough meeting. There's been some conflict or some, in quotes, bad behavior by a family member, and they'll look us in the eye and they'll say, "Aren't we the worst family you've ever worked for?" And what I've learned is, I actually think it's, I flip it. If I think about my own family, we have, I got a brother, a sister, a mom, and three lovely daughters, a whole bunches of nieces and nephews. The burdens on our family, there are many, just trying to get through the life and all of that. But the burdens that are the decision burdens that are on these family businesses are so severe, I guess is the word. Do I fire my mom? I've come to, a client, like, I think it's time I have to fire my mom. So, or do I close a factory that our grandfather started? Or do I cut the dividends to my aunt who needs those things? These kind of decisions that are resonant in these business families make it so kind of their standard of what they have to behave in is so much higher and so much more difficult to be successful in that I have to say I deeply admire the clients and the family businesses that can do it. If you can make a decision to fire your mom and have Christmas dinner with her and give her gifts and she gives you gifts back, wow, you've clearly done something that very few families would do. And I would suggest most of the family businesses we work with aren't these hotbeds of conflict and craziness that you see in like HBO Succession. They are doing hard work to make great decisions and to stay together as a thriving family. So I tell in the end, I say, no, you are not the worst family we've ever worked for. In fact, most of the time I can legitimately say, you're an amazing family. Let's talk about the challenges that you have and that you're overcoming.